beautiful day. The breeze is blowing, rustling autumn leaves. But if those leaves are rustling underneath somebody else's feet, if it's not me you see, then how could that be a thing of beauty? I've been comfort in believing over time I'll come to see someday how love could be that way.
Show. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard Wolfpack's Love is a Beautiful Thing, and that song was originally released on Theo Katzmann's solo album Heartbreak Hits in 2017, but was re-released by Wolfpack on Hill Climber in 2018. So Theo Katzmann's album is a lot more singer-songwritery, so he is a member of Wolfpack, but he has a kind of parallel solo career, and that's I think his second. I think he only has two solo albums as of right now, and maybe a live album or two. But that was that's from his second album, which I think is an incredible album. I haven't really listened to the first too much, but the album Heartbreak Hits is really, really good, and has a lot of incredible songs, and that's one of them. So on his solo record, it's a little more acoustic guitar singer. You know, singer-songwriter vibe, but with Wolfpack, they make it a little funkier and a little different. And I think both versions are really interesting and cool and kind of unique from each other. So they're both worth listening to. But that one was the kind of funkier Wolfpack version. But yeah, so it is a cold and rainy day in Somerville, Mass, where I'm recording the show this afternoon. But this will be broadcast later at night. So I hope you're all having a great start to your week, and I'm excited to share some music with you in the next hour. So be sure to stick around for the whole show. But up first, we have a song called Blue Umbrella from the late John Prine.
Well, feelings are strange, especially when they come true. And I had a feeling that you'd be leaving soon. So I tried to rearrange all my emotions, but it seems the same no matter what I do. Blue umbrella rests upon my shoulder. hide the pain while the rain makes up my mind. Well, my feet are wet from thinking this thing over, and it's been so long since I felt the warm sunshine. Just give me one good reason, and I promise I won't ask you anymore. Just give me one extra season so I can figure out the other four. Daytime makes me wonder why you left me. Nighttime makes me wonder what I said. Next time are the words I'd like to plan on. The last time was the only thing you said. Blue umbrella rests upon the shoulder, hide the pain while the rain makes up my mind. Well, my feet are wet from thinking this thing over, and it's been so long since I felt the warm sunshine. Just give me one good reason, and I promise I won't ask you anymore. Just give me one extra season so I can figure out the other four.
I thought they didn't make women like you anymore. Kindness in spades, patience galore. Elegant ways, ready for war. I thought they didn't make women like you anymore. You're modest enough to not strut your stuff, but confident enough to know you got it. You don't need someone's validation, couldn't care less who's offering. I thought they didn't make women like you anymore. All of these princesses are such a bore. You're a queen and you're the girl next door. I thought they didn't make women like you anymore. You have the perseverance and follow to build your career if you choose. You understand compromise, jealousy too. Taught me about blessings and baby blues. Oh, until I met you, I searched this place for someone with class, conviction and grace. I thought it impossible, it couldn't be discovered, like a car full of pretty girls that don't hate each other. You know how men think. We rarely move past appraising a woman's appearance. We'll judge as we may. We dig our own graves. Still, I think it's all right to say this. Oh, you look good in a t-shirt. All stars and jeans look good, all done up in makeup and bling. Look good in pajamas and sharp tailored suits. Look good in dresses and cowboy boots. I thought they didn't make women like you anymore. Passion for days, compassion galore. I am amazed and grateful too. God and your mother for women like you.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Welcome back to the home studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, first you heard Blue Umbrella by John Prine. And if you are a follower of the music industry or a fan of folk music, I'm sure you heard that John Prine passed away a number of months ago due to complications with the COVID-19 disease. And it was a tragic and incredibly sad loss to the music industry. He's contributed so much to the world of songwriting and the world of music, and has inspired so many artists in his long and successful career. So that was really tough news back in the heart of the quarantine, and you know the beginning, pretty much the first. I think it was within the first month or 2 months of the. Of the pandemic, so that was a really sad loss for the music world. But that song is one that I wasn't particularly familiar with, but my dad actually made a post after he passed on Instagram where he covered that song, and I thought the lyrics were incredibly beautiful, and it's a really, really great song. I love the line, give me one extra season so I can figure out the other four. I think that's just genius and a beautiful line. So I've been listening to it ever since my dad made that post, and you know, remembering the legacy of the late John Prine. It was many months ago now, because it feels like we've been in this pandemic forever. But wanted to give a little bit of a tribute to his passing and honor his legacy as a songwriter. So next was the Avett Brothers' "Woman Like You" off of the third Gleam. I think I might have played at least half of the album by now. Maybe more, I can't keep track, but they released the third Gleam back in August of this year, kind of right in the middle of the pandemic as well. They had written it beforehand, but you know, a lot of the songs they said seemed relevant. This one's a little more kind of a classic love song. Beautiful lyrics, a beautiful song by the Avett Brothers, and I highly recommend listening to that whole album. It's really incredible, and a worthy member of the Gleam series, if you're familiar with the first two Gleams as well. Next was Where You Lead by Carole King. I've been playing a lot from that kind of trio of Carly Simon, Carole King, and Joni Mitchell, in their respective careers, kind of in the past few weeks. Kind of exploring a lot more of their music because they're such incredibly talented artists. And I admittedly hadn't spent that much time with their music kind of beforehand. Maybe the most was probably Joni Mitchell because I'm a huge fan of the album Blue and some of her other work, but have been spending some time exploring the other two as well. And this one is a house favorite because I have housemates that are very into Gilmore Girls, and this is the theme song from Gilmore Girls, so little shout out to them because I know they'll be listening to the show. And next was "In Your Eyes" by Peter Gabriel, and you may have recognized that song even if you did not grow up in the '80s. If you are familiar with the movie "Say Anything," it's a very famous scene where John Cusack is driven up in his car and has his boombox over his head and is playing this song for the girl of his dreams. So. If you know the movie, you probably recognize that song. I think I saw that movie in it was called Comedy in Literature. It was an English class I took senior year, and my professor had an obsession with John Cusack. So I think over the course of the semester, we watched three different John Cusack movies, which started with High Fidelity because we read the book High Fidelity, watched the movie. But then I think he just enjoyed watching Cusack movies so much that we then watched The Sure Thing, and then later at least parts of Say Anything. So I think that might have been the first time I saw that movie in that famous scene. But it's a really fun song, and I've been listening to it a lot lately. I'm not sure why I thought of it, but I did, and it's a good one from Peter Gabriel. We'll get right back into the music. Up next is a really, really cool Jerry Garcia Band song. It is a collaboration between him and Bela Fleck. If you do not know who Bela Fleck is, he is I'm not super well versed in the like historical bluegrass world, but I'm pretty sure he's considered one of the best banjo players maybe ever. I know that Earl Scruggs is kind of the original kind of banjo legend, and I apologize to any hardcore bluegrass fans if I'm leaving someone else out, but I'm pretty certain that Bela Fleck is at least a modern legend in the banjo playing world, and I didn't even know that they knew each other. Obviously, you know, everyone knows about Jerry Garcia, but I was just surprised to see that they have collaborated, because I didn't know that their worlds crossed kind of in this way. So it's a song called The Harder They Fall, I think. Harder They Come or Harder They Fall. Let me, Harder They Come, there we go. So the line is Harder They Come, Harder They Fall. But it's from, let's see, from August 5th, 1990. So it's a Jerry Garcia band performance from the Greek Theater, but featuring Bela Fleck on the banjo. So enjoy, and this is The Harder They Come.
Thank you. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. and stooped up and watched it drop into the water. A little scoop of plaster makes some coffee grounds, and more than she stirred it with a ladle that her grandmother had bought her. Threw in a pot of melted wax, a forefoot and a hoof, apple core, worms galore, a can of some corrosive, coconuts and chloroform, some wicker and some cork. Toxic waste of purple paste, yolk was not explosive. Bit of a ladle for a taste of her creation, and she knew that what she made would be the finest in the nation. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in store. Oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in store. Oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in store. Oh, bag it, tag it, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in store. Oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in store. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in store. Store, oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it, tag it. Thank you.
Welcome back to the home studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. To recap, again, you heard The Harder They Come by the Jerry Garcia Band featuring Bela Fleck. And that one was from 1990, I think August of 1990. So I hope you enjoyed that one. I think it's a really, really kind of unique and cool collaboration. And for those that don't know, Jerry Garcia actually started playing the banjo. He was a bluegrass musician. I'm forgetting the name of his first group. I'm not sure they maybe had an official name, but he played a lot of banjo and was a huge bluegrass player. And I think that influences a lot of his guitar playing once he kind of made the switch over to the kind of psychedelic rock and jam band rock world. But this is like an interesting kind of throwback to, you know, he's still on guitar, obviously, but having a little bit of that bluegrass spin on one of his songs with the Jerry Garcia Band with an incredible banjo player such as Bela Fleck. So I hope you enjoyed that one. Next was Reba by Fish, and that is from, I believe, December 7th of 1997 from Dayton, Ohio. And that's a really incredible show. It's, if you remember my friend Scott, who I mentioned quite often on the show, it's kind of our mutual favorite show, or at least one of them. And this is probably both of our favorite versions of this song, Reba. It's an incredible kind of longish jam, so I hope you stuck with it for the entirety of that song, because it's a really great rendition. And yeah, last was Mind Mischief, which is a live version. And I think the album is just called Live Versions by Tame Impala, where it's just a collection of a few different live performances of songs from their first two albums, which is Inner Speaker and Lonerism. So Mind Mischief is from Lonerism, but it's a really, really cool live version. And I think I've played the original on the show at some point probably in the last year. But that's a cool performance of it. And yeah, so that's about all the time that we have this week. But I hope you will tune back in next week. I'm very excited. So this is actually my last week here on campus at Tufts, and I will be heading back home, and I will be kind of back and forth between there and Vermont throughout the break. But I am going to continue doing the show, pre-recording these from my home studio, wherever that may be, my portable home studio at this point. And hopefully, you know, that'll give me a lot of opportunities to you know, have my family join me for some shows and have some friends, because I think I'm going to spend some time with some buddies from high school up in Vermont, to have them on the show. So I think next week should be the Christmas show, which is always one of my favorites to do. So we'll be up in Vermont doing a pre-recorded broadcast coming to you with some of your, hopefully your favorite Christmas songs, and hopefully some maybe you haven't heard before. So we'll try to get a good mix in there, but I hope you'll join us next week for that. But until then, stay safe, stay healthy. And to send you off, here's a Beatles classic. This is The Ballad of John and Yoko. So see you next week for the Christmas show.